Most people who have a lawn have an annual problem. That is the rigmarole of trying to get the lawnmower started after it's been sat around all through the winter. Now, mine worked first time for the first 10 years that I had it. But one year, I got it out of our garage, I checked the fuel, I primed the carburetor by pushing the little rubber thingy, I pulled the handle with the cord on it, and it went chug, chug, and then silence. So I tried again. A few more little pushes on the little rubber button. I pulled the thing again, chug, chug, and a huge great cloud of black smoke emitted from its exhaust pipe. And then nothing. So I checked the spark plug, I checked the fuel again, I checked the air filter, I checked the blade wasn't jammed, tried it again, nothing. And in these moments of confusion and distress, I did what I recommend everyone, if they can, call your dad. He suggested checking the oil, which I did, and found that it was completely... It seems that 10 years of never checking the oil had finally caught up with me. It turns out the metal parts in the engine of my lawnmower were grinding together against one another, generating heat and actually starting to damage the engine in the process. The oil is what makes all those parts run together smoothly. Sometimes human relationships feel a lot like that. People grinding past one another, whether it's family or spouse or work or neighbours, sometimes our human relationships can feel like the metal parts in my lawnmower engine, producing a lot of heat, causing quite a lot of damage, and certainly not running smoothly. I want to say today that forgiveness is the oil that lubricates human relationships. Remember what the Apostle Paul said. Rachel read it for us earlier. Clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with one another. He says, clothe yourselves with these things. Put these things on. Make them your clothing. Make gentleness and kindness and compassion be the thing that people see when they look at you. I think we can all agree, can't we, that if we all did that, life would be a lot easier and the world would be a much better place, wouldn't it? Imagine for a moment if the Bible actually said the opposite. Clothe yourselves with aloofness and cruelty and pride and impatience and harshness. Fly off the handle at the slightest provocation. Thankfully, it doesn't. And really, it wouldn't need to, because we all have tendencies in that kind of direction anyway, unless there's something restraining us. The Bible tells us not to be those things, but to be kind and compassionate and humble and gentle and patient and to bear with each other. The problem is that quite often we don't want to. I used to know someone. She was a lovely person most of the time. But whenever the name of a particular other individual came up in conversation, suddenly, it was like the floodgates were opened and all this harshness and anger and pride would come spewing out. You could feel the grinding metal of their relationship. There was no oil of forgiveness. And the tragedy was that both of them could be really lovely people. But you know, 20 years without the oil of forgiveness had left a lot of damage to both of them. Perhaps that's something that you recognize in your relationships. God says, forgive. Forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive each other. Well, let's be honest, that's hard, isn't it? That's hard. But the word says, work towards it anyway, even though it is hard. Now, these words were written to Christians, and the Apostle Paul gives them a very helpful and very memorable motivation to forgive. We heard it read to us earlier. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. A Christian is someone who has been forgiven by God. It doesn't mean that they're better than other people. It just means that they're forgiven people. Some Christians have committed spectacular sins in their past, but they've been forgiven by God and now are working towards changing and being more like Jesus. The wonderful thing about forgiveness from God is that it adds oil into the relationship too. And where there was once the grinding of broken relationship between us and God, when that oil of forgiveness, of His forgiveness, comes, we can have restored relationship with God again. We can be at peace with God and actually enjoy Him, which is how it was always meant to be. I love the story of Joseph in the Bible. He's one of my favorite characters. And you probably know the story too. There was 12 brothers, but they didn't like Joseph very much. In fact, they sell him to a bunch of passing slave traders, expecting never to see him again. Nice guys, huh? Well, 15 years later, through a set of extraordinary circumstances, Joseph has risen to be the prime minister of Egypt. And one day, out of the blue, his brothers appear before him, begging to buy food from him, but they don't recognize who Joseph is. Now, what is Joseph going to do? This, surely, is a perfect opportunity for revenge. After all they did to him, after selling their own brother into slavery, he could have them arrested. He could devise some clever new torture technique before executing them all. But instead, what does Joseph do? He does none of those things because he's a man of God. Instead, he shows them mercy. He shows them honor. He shows them favor. He forgives them. He says to them, come close to me. And he gives them all the good stuff from Egypt that they can carry and gives them a new home to be with him. That is amazing forgiveness, isn't it? Towards thoroughly undeserving people. The Bible says, forgive as the Lord forgave you. In other words, if you have been forgiven for your many sins, then do the same for other people. Forgive them of theirs too. Now, obviously, you don't need to be a Christian to be able to forgive people. Many people of all faiths and none have been able to forgive people of the most horrendous things. But I do think Christians have an advantage in this. Because if you're a Christian, you know that there was a time when you deserved nothing from God except His condemnation because of your many, many sins. Because we've all failed to keep God's laws, haven't we? But Jesus died on a cross 2,000 years ago so that any of us can be forgiven. And today, God reaches out in a kind and completely undeserved way and offers forgiveness to us through Jesus. That gives us a wonderful pattern to follow. Just as God has reached out to us and offered us forgiveness when we didn't deserve it, we too can reach out to others who have wronged us and offer forgiveness to them too, even if they don't deserve it either. C.S. Lewis put it well. To be a Christian means to forgive the inexcusable because God has forgiven the inexcusable in you. I wonder if there's someone that you might need to reach out to today with the offer of forgiveness. May God help us to receive his forgiveness through Jesus and to extend that same forgiveness to people around us. Amen.